climate change is a huge challenge to all of civilization, not just to our cities, but to our agricultural systems that feed our cities, to the whole balance of nature which sustains our form of life on Earth. So climate change is an enormous challenge that we have to deal with, and cities can be very, very efficient, energy efficient and resource efficient ways of living, and so cities can be part of the challenge, but if properly done, can be part of the solution. What climate change will do is sea level rise. Most cities are formed around oceans or around rivers. Sea level rise is going to be a very significant issue for cities. The growing heat, I've read studies that show by 2100, parts of the southern part of America will essentially be intolerable. The death risk will be huge, except when one is in air-conditioned spaces for many days of the year. Changing weather patterns, so we're seeing enormous droughts already in the southwest and torrential rains happening in the northeast, exceptional rains that we've never had before, very, very snowy winters. Mosquito-borne diseases going to places they never went before. There's going to be enormous range of both predicted and unpredicted changes from climate change. The world's population is going to rise to at least 10 billion by 2050. The world's population is also becoming more middle class and therefore consuming a whole lot more, which is depleting resources. We're seeing biodiversity loss. We're seeing enormous social disruption giving rise to fundamentalism and terrorism on one side, and income inequality on another side. And all these things are all happening at the same time, which means that there's a lot of volatility ahead. When you look throughout history, when there's a combination of climate change, resource depletion, and enormous income inequality, civilizations fall apart and we see collapse. And when there's a lot of social cohesion, then civilizations are able to overcome some of the stresses they're facing. And so these issues are all interrelated, and as much as we need behavior changes and energy systems changes and a lot of technological and certainly infrastructure changes to deal with climate change, at the root, we also need to create a more equitable social system to accomplish them. I think we need to be aware of the crises that we're facing and the volatility that's ahead, and then use the opportunity function of cities, the opportunistic capacity of them, and the generative capacity of cities to create a much greater resilient and equitable society so that we can surf through the crisis ahead and come out on the other side.